Podtacular Halo 3 Show, episode 96, for the week of January 15th, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I am JVB.
I'm Lou Strike 2.
And this is YouTube Mofo.
Who are you calling a mofo?
Myself, actually. Now that I think about it.
Wow. Well, hey, welcome, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, welcome aboard, guys.
And this is the Halo 3 show, where we're going to be talking about a few things. We're going to be talking about how you would end Halo 3, what people sent in on that. Lots of good stuff there. We're going to be talking about what people think of the Etsu Brute video, the Iraq video, which was the very brief two videos from someone's cell phone in the beta testing of Halo 3 in Iraq, if anybody sent anything in on that, I'm not sure, and other Halo 3 tidbits that's been coming out, so some good stuff there. And last but not least, we'll be talking about how people think the Halo 3 beta will work. So, cool show ahead here.
Cool.
Before we start, JB, why don't you start us off with some introductions here?
Well, introductions as into what?
I mean, like, because we have these two guys.
No. I mean, who are they? No, let me stop. All right, we have MG Blue Strike 2 and U2 Mofo. And welcome aboard, guys. Why don't you guys tell us a little about yourselves, starting with Blue Strike.
Okay. As you know, you just told you, I'm Blue Strike 2, and I do a lot of work. I'm in charge of Mute Radio, which is now Mute Gaming, and I do a lot of work for P Squared with gaming lessons.
Sweet.
Before, like, I just want to say something. I really, it's been on my mind. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for inviting me. I mean, most people look at us and say, hey, you're competition, you know, but I think that you're just inviting me here shows that it's not. We're family. I mean, whether you realize it or not, granted, we've been around for a while. We took a little hiatus, but yeah, it's definitely a family.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's face it, all this is possible because of Xbox Live, and Xbox Live is a big community, and there's no need to try to compete, see who's better at what. I mean, after all, there's one medium that's bringing us together, and it's video games, and we all happen to love Halo 2 and the entire Halo universe, of course. So, of course, we're a family. I mean, you can bring something that we don't bring to the show. You know what I mean? There's something that...
Definitely. I mean, and that's really cool. I mean,
absolutely,
I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Anytime, man.
I love you guys.
Group hug.
Yeah, right. Bring it in.
I'm trying.
Hopefully they'll play some like little melodramatic music in the background during that segment.
Now, you used to be from Mute Radio. Used to be MLG Pwncast, right?
Yeah, definitely. Then we evolved. We did a little rebranding. The few for us. I don't know if you want to hear this, but it's going to be pretty bright. We got a lot of stuff coming. We have a lot of people involved. People like Overswarm, Teat. I mean, the future is going to be pretty interesting. And throughout all of it, I mean, Podtacular is going to be there along for the ride, I guess. I said, we're a family, man.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's face it. I mean, there's room for everybody when it comes to Halo. So, I mean, there's so much going on, man.
And, I mean, it's not like you can only download one and not the other. Heck, we even release our episodes on a different day. You know, people are going to... Why not make it so everyone has a nice share of the pie instead of fighting over it in one day?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's news to me when you said that, you know, you guys were considered our rivals or whatever. I mean, you know, there's a few podcasts out there that have tried to rage war against us, and... Hey,
it doesn't work.
Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
You get more bees with honey, I guess.
Nice.
Wow. Sage words.
More macaroons. Yeah, right.
I mean, of course, we all do know that if we decided to wage war, we all know who come out on top. I mean,
tutor
and horn.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that turned around real quick.
I love you.
Nah. You, man. Wise man say.
I love you. I love you guys.
Wise man say, man who goes to bed with...
waiting in the background, man.
I was going to say, wise man say, man who goes to bed with... what is it? Itchy butt wakes up with stinky finger. That has nothing to do with anything, but...
I know, okay.
That random wisdom.
Yeah, since we're talking about wise remarks, just thought I'd throw one out for you guys.
That's great.
Oh, man. Right. No, that's sweet, though, man. You know, welcome aboard, and, you know, you're always welcome.
Thank you. And you know... Well, you're always welcome with us, too. I mean, once we get back on our feet, it's just been tough recently as we try and get some other things out of the way. We'll bring a couple of you guys on the show, and maybe we'll even wave the feet.
Ah. Ah.
Wow.
Man, you're awesome.
I love you, man.
You try.
Gonna have to speak to this Eclonic for a few editing spots. Everything Blue Strike said, just somehow put noise on top of it.
Yeah, really. Beep.
That's beep, harsh. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. Someone's waiting to give their intro.
Yeah. So we also have you two from. Tell us where you're from.
All right, you two mofo.
I'm supposed to beat that, huh? All right. Well. We just kicked off LoadingReality.com, basically a gaming community and a podcast. Never like Blue Strike said, never even considered anybody a rival, to be honest with you. And pretty lucky and pretty blessed to have the Don Juan, or Carrie, who's extremely connected over at Bungie. I think you've probably seen her on Bungie Weekly Updates all the time. She's a co-host. And
nice.
So basically there's about 30 of us, literally 30 of us that used to be in a clan, and we kind of got sick of the you know, the whole clan mentality where, you know, being very not letting anybody in, kind of turning people away, kind of got old. So basically we went with the whole community thing where we're going to run a lot of tournaments. We have this concept called houses where everybody would join one of four different houses compete against each other within the community. I mean, and you know, we're going to support as many clans, as many podcasts as we can, but we just put up our first episode about a week ago, and podcast that is. And like I said, it's work in progress, but so far so good. And we got a Gears tournament next Friday, a week from Friday. So,
right.
And we encourage team play, unlike some games. we're gonna let you invite your friends to play with you. So yeah, it's
nice,
we're excited,
nice.
And thank you so much for having me here, and big thanks to Algebra for getting me on here.
Yeah, absolutely. So how exactly is the Gears of War tournament going to be run? I mean, is there brackets? Is there a prize?
Yeah, there's right now I think we're probably about 20, 25 people signed up. We're going to go teams of four, obviously. You can sign up as a team. Six rounds, best of first to six, 3-minute rounds, Warzone. And yeah, there's going to be brackets and all that. As soon as last day to sign up is the 17th. So head on over to LoadingReality.com. It's all over there. And then get into our forums and just, you know, sign up. And, yeah, we are working on a couple prizes. So yeah, it's like I said, it's kind of our kickoff tournament, but it's gonna be very minor compared to, like, our house concept where anybody can join. Yeah. We're not a clan, none of that. Kind of like you guys where it's, like, you know, you kind of want as many people in as you can just to get the community going and just like, we're all here to have fun. That's it. And
exactly.
And so we were literally 30 of us that were just sick of the whole, you know, our clan is better than your clan, we're better than you, you know, sorry you're not good enough to be in. I'm sick of that crap, and I just want to have fun, and that's what we're all about. So.
Oh jeez, man, I feel lonely coming from the MLG world to this friend stuff. I mean, what's up with this?
Friend stuff. What is that?
Man.
But hey, we're getting views from both sides of the playing field, you know.
Yeah, the friends.
Very competitive and very fun.
We might be able to coexist. We'll see.
We'll see.
The friendly people and the
It's like yin and
people.
Yang, you know? It's like yin and yang, Millie and Vanilli. It just needs to be, you know, as one.
Bop, baby.
Wise words, my friend. Wise words.
Don't forget my number.
Love is stronger than thunder. Okay. Let's get started.
Started in the worst karaoke session ever.
Wow. I know, man.
Dude, some of the songs you remember, man. Like, oh, yeah.
And you used to turn them up and you were proud.
Remember? Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I bet Fumo Jive did all the dances and everything.
Dude, I think I knew like that little rap session they had like right in the middle of that song. But baby, I don't even remember how the whole thing goes.
I think this needs to be a video podcast. I mean, draw this in my head, and it's just too much work, man.
Dude, I haven't heard that song in years, and all of a sudden, now it's stuck in my head.
Oh, you want to hear another one, man? Blame it on the rain that was falling.
Okay, no. Anyway. We're going to scare our guests.
Yeah, we better move on.
Gonna.
It's supposed to be the Halo, it's not the Millie Vanilli.
He's like, gonna. Oh, man, awesome. And quickly, the Algebra Cow. I mean, he's supposed to be here right now, but he's having trouble with his audio. He has like a microphone that he won. He purchased it in a Burger King Happy Meal.
I think it's like a soup can with a string on the end that's hooked up to his computer.
So I mean, he's supposed to be here. He's going to try to get a microphone. Hopefully he can make it
eventually.
But if he doesn't, thanks to Algebra Cow for bringing our very special guest. Yeah, exactly. So hopefully you can make it in, dude.
Yeah.
So hurry up.
Okay, moving on to some Halo 3 stuff. Starting off here, we have one from Beasting, who says, "I am a firm believer that the only way to end this type of story is for the Master Chief to die, saving the human race. I don't know exactly how this may happen, but I do know that at some point the elites will team up with the humans, as well as the grunts and the hunters, and fight against the prophets, brutes, drones, and jackals. I think it's pretty obvious to conclude that we either descended from the Forerunners, or somehow we are them, but oblivious to it. I'm not sure whether there will actually be any actual Forerunner characters, but I hope there is. Once again, I do think the Master Chief will become a martyr, dying for what he believes in and what he has been programmed to do since Age of Six. I enjoyed the little sample of Halo 3 footage they showed, but I was a little disappointed that most of the video comprised of Halo 2 facts and footage. I like the idea of the Brute Pack, where the lead Brute is actually the commander and tells the others what to do." Definitely. What do you guys think of that ending there?
Remember, I was one of the first ones to say that Master Chief was going to die. I think it's catching on. You know, I mean, if they plan on making this the last one, what better way to go out than to go out in, hardcore John Wayne fashion and just, sacrifice yourself to save the human race.
Yeah, Private Ryan, everybody else.
On the other side of that. On the other side of that, I mean, Bungie and them, they're trying to make a business. I don't want to be a jerk, but do you really think, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think they're off them in the end? I mean, so, and then give away billions of dollars?
No, I think they're going to Jack Bauer it. They're going to make it look like he died, and then the last frame you see is going to be like his silhouette, and then he's just going to go away for a while.
Yeah,
he's going to come back with a full beard, you know what I mean? Like he's been in Venezuela or something.
He's going to be like Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
in Venezuela.
Ronin.
Master Chief's been hanging in Venezuela drinking margaritas.
You're right.
Maltas.
What better way to get more people talking about it on podcasts for the next 3-4 years than, no, that was him. That was him. That was his silhouette, I swear, in the last frame. I don't know. I just don't see him kill him off. But who knows?
Well, I mean, of course, we all going to speculate until the game actually comes out. That's what makes it fun. But to me, there's so much they can do with Halo after Halo 3 is done with. They got Halo Wars coming out. And, of course, we got all the books. There's the movie coming out. And they can do prequels. They can do, games based just like Star Wars. They could do games based off the happenings before John 117 was even a Spartan. I mean, they can go all kind of different directions.
Well, I kind of hope they don't go before Halo, because The thing is, you know how it ends after that, and that bugs me. It's kind of like telling a story you already know, except it's kind of like you know the ending and you know the beginning, but you don't know the middle. It's like,
Well, I
this is
mean,
great
look
and
at
all,
the
but I already know what's
Titanic. I mean, look how much money that movie made.
Yeah, but I didn't know all that
We
much
all
about
knew
the
how it was going to
Titanic
end, right?
about. Well, true, but
Titanic,
true.
Star
That'll sink,
Wars,
man.
Rent.
That's a good point, Jamie. Good point.
Nah. But, there's just so much they can do with it. All right, so I'm going to go to Imagine Tenton. 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 He says, I'm just saying for people who don't know about Roman history or take Latin, Itu Brute. It's the last thing people think that Julius Caesar said before he died. Well, when he was killed. He said, Itu Brutus, which meant, you too, Brutus, because Brutus was his best friend, but helped kill him. I don't know if somehow this can relate to Halo 3 and is why they pick Itu Brute. But I like the video anyway, and you could tell that Halo 3 will be more bloody since they had Brute. Wait, they had the Brute pull off the Marine's arms on the computer. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a pretty historical
He's like a
insight
Wookiee.
there.
Well, I can't see where that would kind of intertwine with Halo 3 somehow and the Brutes. But I mean,
That's
just the
interesting.
fact that it could be more bloody because they ripped the arms out. Who knows if that's going to be in the game? I mean, if you were able to use a brute in multiplayer and was able to rip somebody's arms off during multiplayer, that would be pretty sweet. And you could just beat the heck out of them with their own arms.
With their own
Only one
arms.
problem with that, though. There's only one problem with that, and balance. I mean, balance is gonna die when you got some guy who's the size of a skyscraper. You got a little midget guy. I mean, that's not gonna be too much fun.
But it's
Maybe
a
they're going to
fatality move,
be young
man.
brutes.
Yeah,
mini
brutes.
brutes.
Mini
Yeah, they're in
brutes.
their
I mean,
teens.
sort of like mini me.
Nah.
It's my
Brutes in their
birthday.
teens.
It's my birthday.
They're like, Mom, can I go out and kill some Master Chiefs?
Nah. There's one right there. Come on, Mom. Let me rip his arms off, please.
Please. You can locate him by listening to voices crack.
Gosh.
Roar!
I'm gonna get you.
I'm
Wow.
here.
No, but I mean, as far as the animation of the arms, I mean, they record thousands of different scenarios. So, I mean, I saw that too and thought, well, that's certainly a single player thing. I can't imagine that being a multiplayer.
Oh,
Yeah.
definitely
I
not.
mean,
They use them
imagine
all.
you can double dual wield if you got another set of arms. I mean, come on. Think of the
Dude, you're gonna be like a
possibilities.
Hindu god, man. Look, the four arms.
Dude,
Gonna be like
Oh
Arnold
man, I
Schwarzenegger
feel
in Total
the
Recall.
balance of the game
His
falling
arms.
apart just
So you
thinking
want the
here,
body,
man.
Richter?
Oh, man, would that thought single-handedly ruin Halo multiplayer?
Yep,
Seriously.
pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, so who's next?
I guess I am. Okay, some guy named Facehead wrote in and said that, you know what?
Some guy named Facehead.
Exactly.
What is lesson three?
Ice Halo 3 will end with the Ark being activated and Earth being blown apart. Then, it will use the Xbox Live Vision camera to take a
Oh.
picture of your face at the scene and post it on the screen and have words under it that say, "This is what you get for playing so many hours straight. This is what you get." Wow.
Ah, dramatic.
Dang.
Definitely.
This is what you get from not having a life.
Speechless.
Too bad for
Well, I
you, bud.
mean,
no. I mean, a picture of Roseanne Barr is gonna pop up and saying, "This is what you get."
Her butt right on the screen.
Or the one
Nah.
girl that works with you.
Oh man, that's like a coveted butt right there, man.
Covenant.
It's like a coveted spacecraft.
Oh, our listeners have no idea what we're talking about, do they?
But he did mention something about the Xbox Live Vision Cam. I thought that, this was before the Vision Cam even came out. I thought that maybe Bungie would take advantage of that, and use it. But they did verify that they wouldn't allow your face to be implemented in a character, which makes a lot of sense. You're going to be wearing a helmet and all that stuff. But it would have been cool, and I don't think Xbox 360 hardware can do it, if, like, in co-op, you can have a little screen on the corner somewhere with your face and the person you're playing co-op with, maybe four-player co-op or two-player co-op, you know, like kind of like Uno, you know, you have the camera and you see a little box.
Like a cross-cam.
Yeah, real-time cross-cam. Yeah.
Exactly. Cross-cam, that would have been kind of cool, but I don't think they're going to implement it. It would have been nice, but hey, who knows? Maybe they'll surprise us.
We shall see. All right, well, what do you got next here?
Nice to get some use out of my camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one.
All right, we got the Ultima Killer. Nice to see you here. And he thinks that the X-Covenant will team up with the humans to defeat the New Covenant. Also, I think the Master Chief will die, but he's not going to die from enemy fire. I think he will die either A, sacrificing his body to the Flood so that he can somehow save mankind, or B, he will need to release a supercharge, parentheses like from his shield in Halo CE, to destroy the heart of the Flood and or Covenant, and the explosion is too much for him to handle.
Wow. A supercharge.
You put a little thought into that.
It kind of sounds like The Matrix when Neo at the end sacrificed himself and went into the Matrix, and you know, became one with the Matrix.
Yes.
To get rid of Agent Smith. I don't know. I really think you know, this is it for Master Chief. You know, kind of makes sense. You know, I'm saying it. And I'm sticking to it. How he's gonna go, I don't know. It would be cool if, like, imagine if he died like in the first 2 minutes of the game. How furious people would be, man.
I'm thinking it'll be from like a nasty infection or something like that.
Nah.
The rest of the game you play as a grunt.
Yeah, the sword's going to nick him in the first level, and he's just going to get continually worse, and he's done by the end of the game.
I can't do it anymore.
No medical attention, he's done.
That'll be interesting.
Dude, that'd be nice. Okay,
yeah.
Well, on to T. This is his whole name, T. Who says, after defeating the brutes, Earth will somehow become another shield world, and Master Chief will meet up with his old Spartan buddies. Okay. With the help of Dr. Halsey, they will find their way out with their tons of regular soldier friends and begin repopulating the world with humans. Okay. 4,000 years later, though, the Covenant will somehow come again and leave us on a cliffhanger. Halo 4, thousands of years later, will be the next book or game.
You know what that sounded like? That sounded like that Buzz Rogers in the 25th century or whatever it's called from the
Buck Rogers.
70s and 80s.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think T might be onto something there.
Or maybe Flash.
Flash.
Nah. Oh, man, we're too old, dude.
Yeah, I know. You guys are like, what the hell are you talking about, man?
Who's Flash? Who's that Flash?
What?
Man, these guys are old. Anyway, CB Gamer Freak 64 says, first of all, the Master Chief is going to die.
Man.
We're going to hear a lot about that.
Yeah, really?
I know. I don't like it either. But I think he might. Forerunners are going to come in and wipe out all of the brutes when they have overrun everything and about to activate the halos. The Master Chief is going to die before the Forerunners come in, and then after that, everyone is going to be happy, and there is going to be peace.
Cool.
Sounds like a liberal pipe dream.
Do you think?
Damn liberals.
Do you think the Forerunners are going to make an appearance in this game?
I definitely do.
So. That's going to be an interesting story arc if you think about it. It's going to add another dimension. You know, that was one of the criticisms with Halo 2. It was just like, go here, kill this, get this, go here, you know? I mean, adding another story arc, that's not going to hurt anything at all.
Oh, no, definitely not. I would love Halo 3 to be in, like, 20 disc.
20 discs. Dude, you have to like carry a backpack, you know, when to you carry
go,
it home.
Yeah, when you go pick up your pre-order, you need to like get a wheelbarrow or something. Or a forklift.
Forklift, yeah.
Express, back then, they'll be happy with that kind of thing.
Back the 18-wheeler up to your truck.
I don't want it to end, you know what I mean? But there's so many stories that you can finally tie up. Or, like I said before, they can make side stories about it, you know? But they definitely got to do something about the Forerunners. Definitely got to show who the hell they are. And if there's, you know, any... I mean, maybe... somehow Master Chief was in the past, and maybe he's the Forerunner. I mean, who the hell knows?
Bungie knows.
I'm pretty sure they'll reveal. They'll at least reveal a lot about what the Forerunners are and the whole history behind them and how it relates to, you know, the present and why, you know, why the Halo has been fired once and, you know, all that stuff. So
yeah, what the hell? I mean, we pretty much know what the Halos are for, and obviously. In my opinion, the Flood were put in these Halos because something went wrong and it was just destroying everything in the universe. Mm-hmm. And if they were ever released, then boom, blow up the Halos and, activate the Halos and get rid of the Flood.
Right, it's just a question of what happened to the Forerunners. Where does
he
think
kill off
gonna...
the food and Flood, so that kind of sucks. We created something that sucks, so we're going to kill everyone in the universe.
Yeah.
Unless the Halo doesn't kill... unless it just kills the Flood. I mean...
maybe it neuters the...
That's what
yeah,
it,
it like, takes out the Y chromosomes.
Renders them infertile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you could have some cool... maybe in like a doctor's association could sponsor it.
Maybe it's like a giant chemotherapy laser beam.
There you go.
It just cures them of the cancerous Flood cells or something.
Could be.
Like bring.
And then they look like you and me.
Exactly.
Right. The trans.
And if they look like me, then damn, they're ugly. Because I'm mistaken for a Flood every once in a while. You know what I mean?
I was wondering why your head was like hanging off at a like a strange angle and your spine was showing.
We didn't
want to
say anything, but
yeah,
you smell kind of bad too, man. You might want to take a shower now. Then. I don't know.
You didn't notice I kept looking at your cat.
Food, food.
Oh, all right, what's next? What's next?
Right. A bunch of cannibals.
Let's go to Algerian Ninja here. Go ahead.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yes, buddy.
So, sorry about that. Algerian Ninja says that I think that there will be a cliffhanger, which is going to be very frustrating. In a month or so, Bungie will release the remaining levels. The ending will either be good or bad. It could end with the death of Master Chief and the destruction of Earth and other things. But the good thing could be the flourishing of humans and the destruction of the Covenant, where the Covenant changes to good and sees and understands their wrongdoings, and they feel emotion and... Wow. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That's
another liberal pipe dream.
Oh, yeah. I hope I'm on the wall.
Oh, man.
Damn, I mean, liberals always politicizing the war, man.
I mean, it has to end with love, doesn't it? All right, our next one is from Merc Savage. He says, I think that since it is the end of the Halo trilogy, the Master Chief will die. Seems to be a theme. He might get in an epic battle between the Prophet and Truth, or between Gravemind, but he could end up kicking both of their sorry alien butts and saving the Earth. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if the Gravemind is going to make a cameo on this one. I mean, they definitely got to say who the, you know, what the hell the Gravemind has.
Yeah, they got to tie that up.
Yeah, he'll be more than a cameo. I think he'll be an integral part of the story. I mean,
yeah, some theories have said that he was the. I guess, you know, the Flood. Well, not the Flood, but he's like the mind of the Flood. Like, he controls them telepathically or something.
Yeah, I mean...
So. That makes a lot of sense to me.
That's I think and, that's pretty clear. But as far as, like, what he is, where he, you know, where he came from and all that stuff, and what the whole Flood is even, and how it's you know, how we thought originally it was like some kind of disease and like at the same time as some kind of parasitic animal and everything, and now it becomes like something that's controlled by one being. You know, what's
Halo
up with that?
Halo 3 is definitely going to have to give us a backstory on the Flood, and, yeah.
But sorry about that.
That's cool. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, my question is, I mean, he's obviously in a Halo, obviously, right? So
sounds like good.
Well, wait a minute. When Master Chief fought, which prophet did he fight in Halo 2? I forgot. That he killed. You had to fight him inside.
Two of them, I think.
One of the temples.
Right.
The ugly one.
They're all ugly.
Yeah, as well, opposed to.
Too descriptive.
Did that take place on Earth, or was that in
No, it wasn't on Earth. I don't
Delta
okay.
Halo.
Yeah, okay, it was Delta Halo.
I can remember something from like 2 years ago. That's pretty
No, cool because my question is, were there other grave mines in the different Halos?
Oh, that's a good question.
I see what you mean. Like, the grave mines are just kind of like, I don't know,
maybe
terminals
like
or something. And
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a whole war, there's a whole other planet somewhere full of different levels of Flood. And the Flood that we've seen are, like, the absolute brutes. The grunts.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute, you know, worthless things that they don't care if they kill off, yeah.
Something bigger than grave mine, I mean, that would be pretty scary.
Yeah, but if there's multiple grave mines, then...
Maybe the grave mine himself was there to protect us from the not us, but you know, the human race or anybody in the universe, kind of the gatekeeper of Halo. I mean, I don't know. Definitely has an interesting background.
We got a nice little thing from in the city. Jumped Up Custard sent us a pretty cool message. I think Master Chief's got to die at the damn end of Halo 3, and we got to see a retreat from the Covenant. Hopefully there got to be a hint of future Halo universe game in the end, and that we got to see most Spartans. I thought that damn brute movie was way cool, with lots of brutes and way coolos. And loved the brutes. I'm like my half-brother. There better be most likely like to be some limited usage program for sure. Special suckers like me, the damn betas gotta be free. It gets to most likely be some maps and modes, the crack dune deal. It's gotta be a marketing ploy by Microsoft, yo, which is stupid. I can't wait for Halo. It's like my dream. Mosey on down. Too soon, a donks, dude.
Wow.
What Hold the on, hell did you just say?
Dude, you got some soul.
It's like, pardon?
Well done on that, because I don't know if I would have been able to make it through that.
Yeah,
I would have been like, dream mosey on down, true sooner. Thanks, dudes.
I'd be like, Kent, what is a Kent?
Plum. Plum's
I
like,
can't, I think it's, I can't.
Custard, I want to respond. Oh. Okay, first off, I don't have your email address. I can send you like an English book or something.
Nah.
No. Okay. Well,
yeah, I'm not gonna even comment on his. Just that.
Funny though. Funny man. No. My half brothers, like the brutes, man. That's funny, and he's right. Down deal is a huge marketing play by Microsoft. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily think it's stupid, do you? I mean, hey, if you can milk something for worth, why not?
They're in this for the money, period. And
exactly.
People need to understand that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It sucks that there's like 15 different ways to get in, and it's kind of all over the place. However, everybody and their mom has been talking about it, and that's the whole point.
Yep.
Yeah. And a nice thing is, I mean, say they sell a million copies of Crackdown or whatever it may be. I mean, if you think about it, if you really think about it, that's good. Because, you know, they're going to say, you know what, the community is still after it. They're still going to buy it. And that's going to make them say, well, maybe we should do Halo 4 or Halo 0.5. I don't know, you know? -1.
I don't think there's any worry that gonna... they know that. Yeah.
I mean,
the passion for Halo isn't... Yeah, I hear you. But they Should have put it on Fusion Frenzy too if they wanted to sell a game that wasn't going to sell.
Fusion Frenzy. I mean, you guys didn't like
Kabuki
that game.
Warriors.
It was all right, but I think Crackdown was going to sell fine on its own. But
They might have to rename it. The Halo 3 beta included Crackdown.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. With bonus game.
With a bonus, a full bonus game of Crackdown.
Full bonus.
Oh, man. All right. Game Chaser 002, he says, I think that because Master Chief is fighting on the Ark with the Covenant, for some strange reason, he doesn't prevent the Covenant from firing the Halos. But because he's in the Ark, he doesn't get vaporized himself to the Flood. Okay. Or the Hunters. Who would survive? Okay. Who would have survived anyway? Sad, but makes sense. Unless the Arbiter and friends somehow get off Delta Halo and come to save Master Chief's rear in the nick of time, in which case Master Chief strangles Arbiter for being Covenant.
Right.
Johnson shoots Master Chief's head for strangling his best bud, and Miranda goes to talk to the Gravemind. Still sad. Still makes sense.
You killed my pal!
What is this, Young and the Restless Halo style? My God.
I know.
Yeah, really, man. It's totally become the soap opera here.
Like sands through the hourglass, so the days of our lives.
General Hospital.
Not that I've watched that before. But yeah, that's like the they did actually meet up once, right? The Arbiter and Master Chief, that's when the Graveman had them together, right? Like, he was holding them up like two toys. They did meet, right? I mean, I could be hallucinating here.
I think so. At some point.
Yeah, you're right, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I, for some reason, kind of forgot about that part. You know, like, if the Arbiter came to Master Chief's aid, would he remember exactly who he is? But then I just remembered that they were actually in the same place, and they actually, you know, both had something. What was it? The Gravemind had them both go into different quests or something like that, or he asked them both for a favor. I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
He's struggling. Like, you give me a large pepperoni pie, and you give me a Diet Pepsi.
It's Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I think one thing Halo does great is making it feel like it's more than just a couple of characters in a story. You know, it was great in Halo 1, and it was good in Halo 2. You know, hopefully it becomes even better than great in Halo 3. to where I know they're going to have large-scale battles. You know, I hope they also kind of have a story that makes you feel like it's also encompasses, you know, entire races of characters.
Well, in each commercial that we've seen so far, the first one, which was the teaser, the trailer. Well, they're both teasers because they don't really show much. But the first one kind of emphasized the storyline, while the second one kind of emphasized the large scale battles that are going to happen in this game. So, I mean,
it's cool.
I got a feeling we're going to see both, of course, you know, a great storyline and great battles that, you know, we're going to be talking about for a long time. And hopefully an online multiplayer. I mean, a co-op.
On the co-op.
So, you know, of course, you can experience this with, you know, a few buddies.
Yeah, it needs to have online co-op. After Gears, it needs to. It's so much fun.
That, I mean, we've all played the original Halo, and what made that one so great,
absolutely,
man, is that you have a friend over, and you're like, dude, you want to play this game with me? And, you know, he's driving the tank, and you're sitting on the side, and,
I mean, just...
But the beauty of not having to split the screen.
Oh, of course.
You know, that's
a must. I mean, I think every game right now should have cooperative play. I mean... Yeah. Bungie set the standard for multiplayer match, you know, party systems and everything. But Gears of War, while they didn't set a standard, they just reemphasized how important it is. Yeah, they upped it. Where, I mean, they proved how fun it could be to have a cooperative feature in your game.
Right.
So, come on, Bungie.
Good. Let's do it.
Let's move on. We can do maybe two or three more. Actually, maybe a little more than that, but let's get it going here. Let's see.
Let's do it.
Who's next?
I think it's your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. On to one from, let's see, Logan Payne, I believe, who says, there's a complex history behind the beginning of the Covenant. As you may already know, the Elites and Prophets were at war before the discovery of Forerunner artifacts. I believe the Prophets plan to end that brutal war because they have been holding the grudge. They have been the ones to understand the Forerunner artifacts since they formed the Covenant Writ of Union. Okay, and he quotes something here. He says, "Thou Elites in faith will keep us, Prophets, while we find the path." Okay, the fact that Elites are being scorned by the Prophets results in the current Covenant Civil War is my most important fact. Thank you for that important fact. Also, the Civil War at the moment is only new to the Covenant because Elites have rebelled with some other races. But if you listen when the Fallen Commander becomes the Arbiter, there have been previous rebellions by the Grunts. Okay.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I mean, another storyline that hopefully we're going to get in next installment of Halo.
Somebody knows their Halo mythos over there, man.
Yeah, just a little bit.
In the books. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do that in the game, but it does open some cool doors.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if you're a Halo fan, chances are you've definitely read the books. I mean, there's four of them out there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I hear a funny story. I have The Ghost of Onyx.
Yeah.
And, you know,
there's a new one.
I read it, you know, when I'm in the bathroom doing, you know.
Hey, that's the best.
Sitting on the throne, let's just say. Well, today, my son, he was sitting on the throne, and what he has in his hand, he's reading he's browsing through my Ghost of Onyx book.
Yeah. It's kind of like a family tradition then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there
something
funny
to pass on?
Yep.
Funny point to this story, man. Come on, he dropped it in the toilet, didn't he?
You had
that story, man. You should have said he dropped it in, then he fished it out.
That wouldn't have been funny. I'm going to go to your house again.
It's above and beyond, man.
I've gotten myself in trouble with this character.
Already, man.
Guy today. Again.
Yeah, let's just say King Kong and me.
Okay, so who's next?
I've gotten...
All right, I'm going to go with Wicked Clown 95 because he pretty much says what I was guessing earlier. He said, I think that Halo 3 is going to the end with us thinking that Master Chief is dead, a la Jack Bauer, then everybody's favorite hero will make that triumphant return, ultimately saving the human race. And then he puts temporarily. I don't know what he means by that.
Hmm.
Oh, probably another Halo. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
This is interesting. Oh, sorry about that. No, there's an interesting name here. His name is J.B. Bizzle.
Sounds familiar.
He said, I think that, yeah, right? And it wasn't me. Let's just say that. He goes, I think that the end of Halo should be that Master Chief gets on the edge of death. His shields will be all the way down. And then, whoa, what happened here? And then, bam, Kilimanjaro. Then all the pesky grunts would run away crying to their mommies. As Chief will proceed to talk some major smack by calling them the elite noobs and humping their corpse. Thanks, guys, and keep on fragging trucks.
All right, we got a winner. That's it. Is there any question?
Yeah, Bungie's like, that's the one. That's why we've been
Master
listening to
Chief's
show.
Last, his last, you know, frame is going to be him humping corpses. Absolutely.
Take that.
with some mini vanilla song in the background. Ba, 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 baby.
They show them like, okay, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is beta 4574, and as you can see, the grunts are running off, and he's like, cut, 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 look, I want them crying to their mommies. Remember that part? Crying to their mommies. So crying, you know, more crying mommies, things like that. Come on, get it right, guys. Bring it back.
I wonder, do grunts have mommies?
I don't know. I hadn't really mommies. Put much thought into it myself.
Oh, my God.
Some female...
Seriously.
Female and female hunters. I mean, come on, show some variety here.
Do androids dream of electric sheep? I don't know,
man. I mean, you got to have equality, man.
All right, so who's next?
I think I am. There's another guy. I like him. He's called More Killer Matt. Anyhow, he says all the Covenant, the Forerunner, and the Brutes will be on Onyx, and I think that the UNSC will detonate it because the fleet will nuke it there, and there will be a time mission at the end to get to Pelican because the Mongoose was built for speed. Hmm. I guess this is tied into that Ghost book. I haven't read it because am I like going down the wrong path here?
I don't know. I haven't read it either, but it sounds just like the end of Halo 1 so far.
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, I hope Bungie's got a bit more creativity than that. I mean, for,
there's gotta be there's gotta be corpse humping. That's all I want.
And running the mummies. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
that's why Perfect Dark Zero never really took off.
You got it, man.
And we can't play a game.
What kind of ending would you? What? I mean, would you want a final boss, or do you want an ending similar to Halo 1?
I think Halo 1 at that end, man.
Kind of like Star 4.
Man, and you're flying through the Pillar of Autumn. That was a fun level.
Yeah.
Halo 1's the pinnacle game so far. I really think that.
Well, I'm envisioning like just a massive, massive battlefield that, and literally an end battle that takes an hour and a half to fight, and then when you're done, it's just like, oh. You know,
exactly.
Something like that. You know, we don't need an end guy, but you know, give us literally 1,000 enemies within one scene or something like that. You're just constantly coming at you to a point where you actually get your thumbs get tired. That's what I want.
Right,
yeah, we got to press pause to get a break.
More than just the Master Chief, of course, fighting against 1,000 enemies because that would just be ridiculous. But like,
well, yeah, well,
you know,
absolutely,
a whole big battle with you know a bunch of humans, a bunch of aliens, you know, a bunch of. You know, siege weapons type thing, you know, modern version of that, and all kinds of stuff. You know, have like a big
imagine
old battlefield.
That with four player co-op.
Oh, I mean, you look at the Call of Duty games, Call of Duty 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. You look at those battles, and they get intense. Where
they do a fantastic job.
Exactly. Really, so there's no reason why, you know, this can be done in a later generation game.
Yeah.
Busted Door Hinge, he says, I know what the X button will be used for. I had this idea while I was listening to you whine about the man cannon in episode 94. When KP said something about being able to launch other objects from the cannon. Then it hit me in the head, or the elbow. I'm not sure yet. It was a long night. Okay. The X button will be used for picking up objects in the game. This will allow you to launch objects from the cannon by loading them. It will also allow you to make bunkers by stacking crates, pick up possible weapons to throw at people. Here's a big rock. What do you guys think? He goes, shout out to me. Shout out to Fumo and JB Bizzle. Keep on fragging toenail clippings. Ooh.
All right.
Disgusting.
Okay, so what is the X-Bone going to do, according to him?
Pick up objects.
You know, like pick up your extra value meal and put it on the on the man cannon.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the mysterious X button yet.
That's because nobody knows what the heck it is, man.
I know.
I mean, we've talked about it in the sense of maybe it's a run button. Nah, probably not. Maybe it's a this. Maybe it's a that. Who knows, man? They said that they might actually map it to another button recently, which would be ironic. But yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, it's hard to even speculate when you have no idea what it is and no hints or nothing.
I mean, when it comes to the game, I mean, Bungie's kept a tight lid on it so far. And, I mean, it's upsetting for us, but, you know, we're guessing here. We're going through dozens of guesses. I mean, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. And that's something that kind of leads me to my next question, something we haven't talked about yet. Recently, that's what, about a week and a half ago, there was leaked video from Iraq.
Yeah.
They allowed the Bungie allowed the soldiers to play the beta version of Halo 3. Mm-hmm. Well, not the beta, but I guess a demo.
Right, Alpha.
There was a few interesting tidbits that people were gathering from this video. Someone noticing that the interface looked a little familiar, kind of like Halo 1. Mm-hmm. Others saw a figure laying on the ground that looked like a Master Chief, and some reason that piqued a lot of interest. I don't know why. Maybe it was because of the way the character looked. You know, the model looked a lot different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what were your thoughts? I mean, I'm sure most you guys saw it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There was a video?
Oh, geez, I mean, they were, what, 8 seconds long? It wasn't...
Yeah. But, I mean, it was cool to see those 8 seconds. I mean, I think, looking at that, I really do think Bungie's taken a cues from the MLG community. I mean, we've definitely raised concerns in the past 2 years or however long it's been about little things. And, I mean, just looking at the interface, we don't have that stupid little blue circle in the bottom when you turn the radar on. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Okay, I mean, and you say if they listen to the small things like that, maybe they listen to the big things too. You know what I mean?
Well, you know they'd listen to the fan base. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, thankfully, for years, I mean, and some years. Game, I mean, that's what makes Bungie cool.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Exactly. It kind of, you know, makes you feel like they're one of the guys, and frankly, they are. So,
they're one of the guys.
But I mean, do you think that Bungie had an idea that something would leak out? I mean, come on. I mean, it's Halo 3. I mean, they had something was going to leak.
I don't think they put anything. I'm sure anything, you know, new or exciting, I'm sure was turned off in that build.
Oh,
and so, I mean, the little tiny bit we got, what I noticed is, it was just like that one where it kind of zooming away from a map just for a couple seconds, and I'm like, "There's Halo in HD. I love it. That's all I needed to see. It was just everything looked crisp and just beautiful." And I'm to the point where I don't really want to know much. I want to turn the game on and discover mostly for myself.
Yeah,
but I know that's almost impossible with the web. So
nowadays, it's kind of tough. But I think they definitely learned their lesson from Halo 2. So they are going to keep a lot of things very secretive.
Well, that's true, but don't you think that with Halo 3 so far, they've been, I mean, pretty open about, hey, we're, you know, a bunch of people are, you know, playing it on live right now.
Yeah.
And they've really been much more open. I mean, here we are quite a ways away from launch, and we've seen trailers, we've seen, you know, a brood doc, and stuff like, I think that they're releasing even more than they did with Halo 2. Maybe to appease the fan base, so, you know, just, I don't know, but it seems like they've released more information this time around than they did last time, to me.
Yeah, well, and that Halo 2 sneak peek, they showed a lot of what you can do in the upcoming Halo 2 game, you know, like mounting on vehicles and stuff like that, the brutes. Mm-hmm. Now they're kind of spreading it out, you know, kind of keeping you guessing as to what type of new gameplay is going to be implemented. They're not directly telling you anything yet unless you've played the beta, and I think that the beta is just going to be very, very vanilla, and it's not going to have anything, you know, that's going to be in the final product. So I still think that the X button, we're probably not going to even know what the hell it's going to be until the very end.
No, I agree.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm just happy they're doing a beta, because when, you know, you think about it, I mean, how cool is that? They're actually putting out a beta to a game of what they have so far, getting our feedback on it, and then adjusting the game, you know, based on our feedback. How freaking cool is that?
That's a lot of confidence. That is a lot of, you know, love for your fans to be able to do that. Because, honestly, if there's anything wrong, it's going to be nitpicked for months.
Right.
And I mean, they're willing to throw that out there. They're pretty confident in what they have.
Exactly. Well, they also know that no matter what, things are going to get nitpicked. And as long as people realize it's just a beta and there's going to be, you know, glitches, it's going to be, you know, crappy graphics that, you know, some people might expect more, you know, graphical prowess and detail, but, you know, it's a beta. So that if they make sure they stress that, you know, and they keep everybody's high hopes in check until the, you know, the actual product is out, then, you know, the nitpicking won't be as crucial as when the final product's out. But right, they know there's always going to be people that are going to complain about something, and, you know.
Hey, we freeze in at times, man.
But, you know, my only complaint is, and a friend of mine brought this up to me, and, you know, what's going to happen to the people that first registered for the beta? And, you know, now, of course, we've got Crackdown, you know, which pretty much guarantees you a beta code.
Yeah, access.
And, you know, I'm going to have to, there's also another way to get in, which is play 3 hours of Halo. And at 12 a.m. or something. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lot of different ways to get in. And they also have, you know, a few, like some of the Bungie members can actually give access to certain people that they plan on. And you know, there's people joking around saying that me and Fumo are guaranteed. But, which would be awesome. But, you know, I'm just wondering what's going to happen to those people that, you know, registered in the very beginning. You know, I mean, they haven't mentioned anything about it. You know, now it's all been about Crackdown and about, you know, the three hours of gameplay. Yeah, so, I mean, I kind of wish they would say something in regards
to that.
It's
kind of like we all went, you know, made the effort, signed up, and now they kind of went, wait a minute, now we could do this even better. Let's put it on a game. And it's kind of like, did you guys just, you know, those thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people that signed up on that website.
Yeah, really.
I mean, they really have no obligation to say anybody won. I mean,
yeah, I absolutely don't. You know, like,
we can never get it. Though, man, as soon as February 1st rolls around, I'm popping in the Halo disc.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. And I might even buy Crackdown.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that I get in.
It's got some online co-op for you there, huh?
Yeah,
if you're gonna buy,
I was gonna buy. I was probably gonna buy it anyway. So,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to go to my boys and be like, "Dude, you better."
I haven't Xbox on in so long. I forget what it feels like. The controller.
You mean the original Xbox? Yeah.
No, like any Xbox.
Oh,
you have a 360?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We have two, but I haven't turned it on forever.
Wow.
Just been busy. It's kind of sucks.
Wow.
Like part of the community, and it's like, okay, let's do a podcast. Oh, wait, I haven't played the game in a month. Oh, well.
You'll find
well, I mean, there's going to be a lot to talk about in the upcoming months, though.
Yeah.
Wait. It's going to be interesting to see where it all leads us to. The beta is going to be cool. I mean,
for sure.
I don't know if it was the smart thing to do to, I think if they made it more competitive to get in, that would have been a bit more cool.
And let's not forget about the exclusive Halo 2 maps that are going to come out for 360.
It's going to be good.
Really? Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, where you been, man?
That's cool.
Oh, man.
God.
Really?
Wow. What's right. happened to this thing?
Why you come to... That's why you listen to Podtacular to get the latest up-to-date news about
the
universe.
And with that, we gotta wrap this up here. We're running just over an hour here. And to wrap it up, send in your comments, et cetera, to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. As you can hear, we've been changing up the format, of course, to keep things fresh. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Calling show.
And while you're doing that, you know, you could always check out gaming-lessons.com. I mean, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. And seriously, I've been on these, talking to these three weird people for like an hour. Gotta get a plug-in for the site, man.
Of course, man.
You guys have been fun. You guys have been fun, man. Thanks again for having us on here.
Yeah, thanks
no
for
doubt,
being
man. No doubt.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And
okay. Your wife.
That's all right, man. I'll forgive you, buddy.
Everyone's probably wondering what we're talking about.
Yeah, he made a comment about JVB's wife, like, off the cuff, and while JVB was supposed to be, like, messed up and off the call. And then JVB comes back, he's like, I heard that.
It's like, yeah, don't worry. No, I know where you live, so. You're going to lose air in your bike.
Take that.
Just think wife plus Godzilla, and that's basically what I said.
I thought it was King Kong.
My bad.
Who is it, man? Get straight, Dave.
Oh, man.
Yes, so be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff. And also, before I forget, we're going to start having a bunch of special guests on in the upcoming months. Some of them are going to be people you have heard of before, so definitely stay tuned.
We've got I quite was the start month. Of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Starting this month. Starting right now.
And you know what? Hey, we'll have these guys on soon. I mean, you guys can you can stay tuned, and I'll make sure that this big banner on the front page of this Podtacular website, right? You know, like 800 by 600 fill your screens and visit Mute Gaming, visit Gaming Lessons. Got to take care of those kind of things.
Wow.
Wow.
Indeed.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys.
And everybody, we should all try to read this at the same time, or at least wish Algebra Cow a very happy birthday on Saturday.
Happy birthday.
What about me?
Happy birthday, Algebra Cow. Blue Strike's birthday is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, in a couple hours. I'm going to stay up and party. We'll get the beer out.
Really?
That Joe guy, Joe Betancourt, can come over and party. Everybody doesn't rip my arms out.
Well, why don't you sell it by turning on that 360, huh?
No, he has a Nintendo Wii, so what I'll do is I'll rip off his arms, right? And I'll put a Wii on each hand, so this way I can pwn nubs with four Wii controllers.
Wow. That's one cool benefit of having two ripped off arms attached to yours or something.
And I'll put it on YouTube.
Okay, and get arrested.
Like, wait!
Famous!
This is so much fun!
Alright, well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I am JVB.
I am Blue Strike 2.
It's YouTube Mobile.
Keep on Mobile.
Keep on ripping arms.
Oh.
I'm gonna have nightmares now. I'm gonna have nightmares. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Remember, I look like a flood.
So, every time I look over my shoulder, I see something ugly guy. Am I digging myself?
You should do that anyway, in general, as a rule of thumb.
A big ugly guy with a King Kong like figure behind him. Run.
Oh,
all right. Peace out, homies.
Oh, man.